A spot on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno can be a turning point in the career of any aspiring actress. Ginger Boardman recently made her Leno debut. With commercials and some TV guest roles, Ginger's career is doing just fine. But her handlers hope the Leno appearance would lead to bigger things. After all, Ginger is no ordinary actress. Ginger Boardman is an Australian Merle Shepherd. Reporter Laurie Gottlieb visited the camera-ready canine and her entourage backstage at The Tonight Show.
Remember that Seinfeld episode when George Costanza hides from George Steinbrenner under a desk at work? It was Ginger who blew his cover.
Hello.
Jerry, I'm trapped under my desk. Steinbrenner's in the room. You gotta help me.
Who is this?
Ginger's Seinfeld cameos put her on the map. Since then, she's become known in Hollywood as the only animal actress who can put a coin in a piggy bank. That skill is just one of more than 100 behaviors Ginger has mastered, according to Michelle Boardman, her agent, trainer, and spokesperson.
Shake head or an object, nudge object with nose, open, close door, gate, lift back leg like male dog, kiss.
Michelle says that with skills like these, Ginger's ready for her own series.
You know, I often thought it'd be great to have some kind of a series titled Fred and Ginger. Maybe a detective story where Fred would be the bumbling human detective of the duo and Ginger would be the intelligent one who would solve the crimes.
According to television experts, that dream could be made or broken by The Tonight Show.
If a Leno appearance goes well, it can really catapult somebody from obscurity to fame. It really can.
Max Robbins is a senior editor at TV Guide.
People still talk about Roseanne Barr, or Roseanne as she's known now, where she just came out, she killed, and the next day everybody knew a star had been born.
6 million viewers watch The Tonight Show, and an actress has only a few minutes to make an impression. The stakes are so high that many go on crash diets weeks in advance, but not Ginger.
Ginger pretty much stays the same because she trains. She does her 3-mile run every morning. She did go to the spa yesterday, and she had an hour-long massage and blow dry. So she knows she looks good.
I asked Michelle to compare Ginger's look to a human actress.
You know, I never thought about that, but right now when you ask me the question, Julia Roberts comes to mind. Because every time you see Julia Roberts smile, she's beautiful, she's cute, she's funny, and you just have a good feeling every time you see her on the screen. And I think Ginger's, she could be Julia Roberts in the dog actor's world.
Minutes before her call, Ginger is in her private dressing room having a snack. There's a big spread. Bagels, cheese, sliced cantaloupe, danishes, and kibble.
There you go.
Is she excited about meeting some of the other people? I heard Alicia Silverstone's on tonight.
She's very excited, and she'd really like to talk to her about replacing that chihuahua that's in some of her other movies.
We have a special note being delivered for Ginger right now into the dressing room.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's a card.
Here, pick it up. Pull. Very good.
Ginger has just opened the card.
Yo, Michelle. Thanks for coming. And that looks like Jay's signature. What do you think of that? Pretty cool.
Escorted by an NBC publicist, the actress answers nature's call on the grass outside, gets a quick brush and fluff, and then it's showtime.
How are you?
Hi.
How are you? Hi, Ginger.
Say hi.
Now, what kind of dog is Ginger?
Ginger is an Australian Shepherd.
Australian Shepherd. Okay, and how old is Ginger?
Ginger's an actress. We don't generally discuss age.
What shows has Ginger been on?
Ginger's been on a number of television shows and commercials. Outback Steakhouse, Nissan, Murphy Brown, Seinfeld.
Murphy Brown?
Right.
When did that go off? 84? So the dog's... dog's about 19 years old, basically. All right.
So that was the first little dig. Ginger's over it by now, though. She's all right.
You know, I think you maybe give Ginger a few less snacks. She's been eating quite a bit. Ginger's pretty heavy, isn't she there?
She's in top shape. She's in great
shape.
Top shape.
Okay. All right. She's more of a full-figured dog.
Ginger did a great job, I think, and it's just had to mock us anyway. Guess it's part of his job.
Still, Ginger went on to nail her most difficult trick, which Michelle calls Mission Impossible, a dramatic rendition of her coin in the piggy bank stunt.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Ginger.
Ginger, say thank you.
TV Guide's Max Robbins analyzed a tape of the actress's performance.
Let's face it, Ginger, she showed a lot of poise, at least from what I saw. She was unruffled.
I think the audience response was great. I mean, you could tell that what they saw, they probably will never witness again in their lifetime.
Even so, Ginger still hasn't landed her network series deal.
Well, we have gotten some calls. We actually did a school benefit a couple of weeks ago, which was a kind of a nice thing. We sent out a lot of cards about the appearance on Leno, and we're still waiting for things to come in.
If the Leno publicity doesn't pan out, Ginger won't go back to Purina commercials just yet. Michelle says there are plenty of other opportunities to get Ginger the exposure she needs.
Oprah comes to mind. That's number one. You know, she loves Ellen DeGeneres. She'd love to be on her show as well. Animal Planet, you know, she really likes Animal Planet the most.
For NPR News, I'm Lori Gottlieb in Los Angeles.
Go through small tunnel, say prayers, type on computer keyboard, teeter-totter, put coin in piggy bank, retrieve tissue from box, unroll rug with nose, walk on hind legs, look at actor, go with actor.
That story was produced by Daniel Heinerfeld. To see the lovely Ginger, check the web, NPR.org.
Bow, dig, limp.